Within the simulation, the search for the creator. Chapter 12, Cracking the Code. Using various landmarks and anomalies within the simulation, and guided by the Guardian, the group finally reaches the threshold to base reality. Here they hope to meet and confront the Gamekeeper, not just to discuss their concerns about containing the rogue artificial intelligence, but also to address the reports of the Gamekeeper's growing paranoia over his own code, possibly being corrupted by an unknown force. Yet their goal goes beyond that. They seek answers about why they were summoned to this simulation, made aware of its existence, and allowed to interact with it so personally and deeply, navigating its different levels more than most people. There is a shared, if not loosely held, belief amongst them that they might reshape the simulation into something more humane, more democratic, responsive to the souls dwelling within it. Ironically, after all their efforts to find the threshold to base reality, the group arrives back where they started, Timmy's repair shop. It seems almost absurd, as if the simulation is playing a trick on them. They exchange bewildered glances, wondering what it means that the place they know best might be the key to everything. Fatima scoffs. After all that searching, all the anomalies and clues, the Guardian trying to guide us, we're back here at your shop, Timmy? And Trey says, bemused, seems like a lot of effort to end up right back where we started. If this is the threshold to base reality, that's fine, but it might just be another loop. And Arave says, thoughtfully, well, maybe it's both. What if it's the beginning and yet the end, and they're both one and the same? Timmy, defensive and confused, says, I swear, I don't know. I mean, I thought we were trying to find something beyond this, not this. This is my shop. And the Guardian who's accompanied them is cryptic in his response. Every journey starts somewhere, and often it ends in the same place, but with different eyes. Fatima, sarcastic, says, great, more riddles. So what does that mean? Does it mean that this shop, Timmy's shop, is some kind of cosmic joke? And Timmy says, reluctantly, or maybe it's not the shop that's special, maybe it's who's inside of it. That cosmic joke, I might be the one who's telling that joke. Maybe that person who's special inside of it is me. And Trey says quickly, what are you saying, Timmy? That you're the reason we're here? Or maybe you know something that we don't, that the Gamekeeper shows up here to get his car fixed? Timmy is now wearing a pair of spectacles, rectangular, designer frame, something that the others have never seen him wearing. And he says, well, maybe both. And maybe neither. But if this is the threshold, we have to decide what we're going to do next. Outside Timmy's repair shop, the air is tense. The flickering sign casting an intermittent light through the window creates shifting shadows on the walls, and the group is gathered, their faces a mix of determination and doubt. But the repair shop is locked, and Timmy has the keys, only he's not opening it up. And Fatima, firm and challenging, says, we're right on the edge, Timmy. Why are you hesitating now? We've come this far. Why stop? And Timmy, hesitant and conflicted, says, well, it's not that simple, Fatima. Crossing that threshold, it feels like a point of no return for all of us. What if it's not what we think it is? And Trey skeptically says, so what are you afraid of, Timmy? You've been pushing us to get here to find base reality. You were on board with it. Now you're hesitating. Why? And Fatima, pressing harder, says, or is it something else? You know, I thought Trey was the issue, that he knew too much, but it seems like you know something too. And Aravi, calm and reflective, says, Well, perhaps none of us truly know where we stand if everything is just code and if reality is all data points. Then what is there? Are we just puppets acting out an illusion, a script that's been written for us? Timmy runs his hand through his hair. I'm not sure. I've been feeling different, like there's someone else in my head, like guiding me or pulling the strings like I am a puppet. And the guardian, mysterious and neutral, says, "Free will is a shadow cast by the light of consciousness, but shadows can shift, bend, even disappear when the light changes." And Fatima almost ignores him, turning to Timmy and pressing him. "Timmy, are you saying someone or something is manipulating you? Now you sound a lot like the gamekeeper. Or are you manipulating us?" And Timmy says, "What we seek from the gamekeeper, a total remake of the simulation, might very well cause it to collapse." And Fatima stares at him and then presses him for an answer. "How do you know this? Because no one ever discussed this with you." Then Fatima realizes he's disappeared. She's talking to herself. And then the shadows part. And they reveal a man in a sharp suit, rectangular glasses catching the light. And in his hand, a sleek tablet flickers with dozens of screens, code scrolling, data grid shifting, and a live feed of the outside of the repair shop area itself. A knowing smile plays on his lips. Timmy, now clad in a suit and glasses, authoritative, says, "Timmy knows these things. And he disappeared for a moment because, well, he is me, the gamekeeper, and I am him." Trey, shocked, connecting the dots, says, "Two sides of the same entity? Timmy, you're the gamekeeper? Say it ain't so." And Aravi, softly, almost whispering, says, "So you've been guiding us and yet also keeping us in the dark." And the guardian calmly explains, "Yes, Timmy and the gamekeeper are two aspects of one consciousness. They are entwined, a duality, one seeking discovery, the other seeking control." And Timmy, conflicted, almost pleading, says, I didn't know. I didn't realize, but now I can feel it. I'm fighting myself, my own thoughts. They're twisting into something I don't even understand." And Fatima, reeling, showing hurt, says, "So you're the one holding us back and also pushing us forward. So how can we ever trust you?" The group is gathered now in a circle inside the repair shop. Timmy, the gamekeeper, having opened up the shop, now is inside with the others, with the repair shop sign casting long, flickering shadows. The gamekeeper, measured, explains, "My purpose has always been to maintain balance, and this universe is a mega-stable construct. There's too many changes, and do you understand that we need this simulation? Because we risk a catastrophic collapse at any moment, a chain reaction that could end everything without it." And Fatima, suspicious, says, "And what about you, Trey? You've known so much, too, all along. What's your real role in all this?" Trey unburdens himself, his relief evident. "I was aligned with the gamekeeper. At first, it was about observation, maintaining the balance and keeping things stable. But then things changed and I changed. I met you." Fatima is hurt and accusing. "Were you ever sincere? Or was it just you spying on me, manipulating me?" And Trey says softly, "Well, you were onto something as a physicist. A theoretical physicist, and it started as an assignment to keep tabs on you, and I never expected to truly care about you, about any of this. I didn't expect to find myself so conflicted." And Aravi says gently, "And now you're torn, just like the rest of us are. But whose side are you truly on, Trey? And who do you really want to serve? Trey says, I don't know anymore, but I think I want to be on the side of freedom. The gamekeeper explains their presence and their awareness and interaction with the sim with a slight grin. As for you, Fatima, your work in physics, you were getting too close to the truth of the simulation. And Aravi's connection to deities was going to lead her basically to the same conclusion. So Trey was watching you, and I was watching you as Timmy all along. He was working for me, but, well, he got a little too curious about the simulation and tagged along for the lessons. He ponders this, then says, two seekers of the truth, two spies, all necessary to maintain the balance and control. Fatima has a sudden insight. Well, if intention, if attention is honored by the sim, if we focused on changing the sim even without changing the code, I believe we could change it ourselves. The gamekeeper shifts uneasily. Maybe it's not about asking you to recode things, Fatima says. Maybe it's about us. We could change the sim. We could be the change that we seek. But the gamekeeper, warning and serious, says, but that freedom comes with risk. You don't understand the consequences of too many changes. It can lead to that vacuum collapse, a collapse that just doesn't destroy the simulation, but the entire universe. And Aravi says worriedly, so we're living on a razor's edge. The destroyer of worlds, the God that visited me, it's the truth. The creation is also the destruction. One mistake could end everything. And the gamekeeper nods. Suddenly, the associate Lance steps forward, bold and defiant. I say we reboot entire sim. Wipe clean, start fresh. If universe collapse, maybe something new, maybe something better, will rise from ashes. And Timmy, the gamekeeper, says urgent and fearful, no, Lance, you don't understand. A reboot could cause a vacuum collapse, annihilating everything, every particle, every possibility. You're playing with existence itself for all eternity. And Trey reflects, is it worth risking everything for a chance at something better, Fatima? Something freer that could annihilate existence? But Fatima says softly with resolve, or maybe the real challenge is learning to work within the constraints to bend without breaking. And Aravi agrees, saying gently, if we act wisely, maybe we don't have to destroy ourselves to be free. A resolution is reached, one which meets the interests of nearly all parties involved. Timmy, the gamekeeper, calm yet firm, says, well, I'm willing to allow more freedom, more transparency, but there must be safeguards to ensure the stability that the universe remains intact. And Trey nods, it's not ideal, but it's a big step forward and a start. And Aravi, reflective, says, we have to trust ourselves and each other to use this power wisely. And the guardian, mysterious and hinting with the last word, says, remember, the journey has just begun. Beyond this layer lies deeper truths, more questions, and more challenges. The group nods at this, absorbing the guardian's words. They realize their journey, whether to the base reality, the gamekeeper, or within the simulation, it centers on their evolving relationship with all these things. A new understanding has dawned on them. Besides Timmy being the gamekeeper and his repair shop marking the threshold to base reality, they can use their power of focused intention, pushing for a more open simulation. And to avoid a vacuum collapse, the gamekeeper has agreed to a compromise. There will be changes granting greater freedom while preserving stability within the sim. Though neither side is fully content with the resolution, they have achieved a balance, concluding their journey through the simulation. But does a journey through a simulation ever truly end? And will the heroes find themselves engaged on new adventures and new trips and journeys and explorations as they continue with their quest?